Hey everybody, I'm Tim Diesel, and today we're going to talk about creating a plan. This segment is geared towards newer investors, but as a broker, I'm constantly dealing with investors that really don't have a plan. And sometimes they do, sometimes they have a really good plan, and I end up learning from them. But this could be something that's overlooked a lot of the times. So in my initial meeting with clients, I really want to know what they're trying to do. What does a perfect situation look like? How are they happy? So if somebody calls me and they want to buy or they want to sell, they really haven't thought that far ahead. That could be alarming. And we definitely don't want you to be in that situation. So, and the reason this is so important is, keep in mind, this is like buying a business. Buying an apartment really is like buying a business. So you got to make sure you know what you're in for and you don't get stuck with something you don't want. So if I get a call from an investor that wants maybe a 10-unit property and they don't know who's going to manage it and they don't have any contractors they've worked with before, that's something we need to really start figuring out. And that's kind of what I tell them in the beginning here. So if you go on my website, if you go on www.dieselcommercialgroup.com, I have it there. It's the GPS. It's your goal, your plan, your strategy. So, and I'll go through that really quickly with you here. So your goal is really, what do you want? This is like the finish line to victory. What are we looking for? And in our initial meeting, we're going to talk about what's the first step so we get you what you want. I mean, I really want to dive deep. And you're looking for a building. Okay, great. What kind of building? So how many units does it have? Is it a Class A, Class B? How long do you plan to own it? Who's going to manage it? What's your financial situation looking like right now? Are you getting a loan? Are you paying cash? How much down are you putting? Are there partners involved in the deal? Or is this just going to be you? And this is really, really a long, deep conversation. And it can get a little personal for some people. I've actually had people tell me, hey, listen, I don't feel very comfortable with this. That's fine. It's okay. Just you want to give me as much information or give a broker you're working with as much information as possible. Because if they don't know your skill set and your situation, how can they help you? They might get you into a wrong deal. They might get you into a deal that they like, but they haven't gotten you into a deal that you can do. So really, there's a lot of deals out there with millions of dollars in them. It doesn't mean it's good for everybody. So you really want to match these two things up, the property and the investor. If you're selling, it could be a little different. Maybe you have a 1031 situation. We have to start planning for that. Maybe you're getting a little older and you need some cash flow. Maybe we need to figure out a way to get some seller financing for you and some terms that work. And so these are some things. So how are we going to do that? Well, that's where we talk about your plan. So now that we know you want a 10-unit property, you're going to self-manage it, you're going to keep it for 10 years, and let's say you want a Class A property on the beach. Okay, so we need to plan out, do we have any contractors? If we need to, are we getting it to a Class A? Is it already a Class A? Lenders, remember, lenders' appetites vary all the time. What kind of borrower they're working with, especially on a 10-unit property, lending is a little bit different. If you're buying a 100-unit building, they don't really look at you so much. They look at the property. In a smaller size building, you don't have that scale. So what kind of loan types do you qualify for? Now we're getting into, look, how much money down are you putting into this deal? 10, 20, 50%? Who knows? And finally, we want to get into strategy. And your strategy really is what you're going to do today to get you to your deal. What are we doing for you right now? Okay, we're done. We had our conversation. We know what your goal is. We know what your plan. We figured something out. Okay, what are we going to do? So this is where we've taken inventory of your resources, and maybe we have to interview a property manager. Maybe it's the 10-unit building that's the Class A. Maybe lenders are only doing 30% down and you only have 25%. Well, now our strategy is, well, we need to find owner financing for you to get you there. And maybe there isn't a property on the market that's owner financing. Well, another broker may not want to do this, but hey, we're going to call some owners. We're going to see if anybody wants to sell. And we're going to send out some letters. And we're really going to try to get you what you're looking for, because it's not going to just appear. And that's something that changes with the market. So when the market is really hot, like it was for apartments a few years ago, yeah, it was easy. There was things all over the place. And you would constantly hear about all these apartment experts buying, I don't know, $30,000, $40,000 a door units. And now they're turning them around close to 80 or 100. And that's kind of changed a little bit. So you can still get to what you're trying to get to. But once we've identified all those pieces, it makes things much, much easier, and it really makes the process much smoother for you. So, and if you have any questions on this, please feel free to reach out, email us, let us know, and we'd be glad to help you out on that and help you even build a plan if you have something. Thank you.